Chapter 1. Reculturing Evangelism. From Carnivals and Bridges to Sharing the Journey. A few years ago, a well-known evangelist rolled into Minnesota's Twin Cities for a two-day evangelistic rally designed to reach teenagers for Christ. The event was a blend of concerts, extreme sports, junk food, t-shirt stands, and a series of gospel messages, all in a carnival-like atmosphere. I remember strolling with a colleague and friend through the Capitol grounds in downtown St. Paul where the event was being held. We agreed that things looked rather positive. We saw thousands of people having a good time, interacting with one another, playing games, eating and buying t-shirts with stupid sayings on them. There were lots of families hanging out together, which is always a cool thing to see. And there was a part of each of us that wished we had taken more of a leadership role in the planning and organization of the event, as we'd been invited to do nearly a year earlier. But the other part of us was incredibly glad we hadn't taken a leadership role. It wasn't just that our joining the leadership team would have meant expending excessive amounts of time, energy, and effort to make the event happen, although that was certainly true. The primary reason we were glad we hadn't taken a larger role in this event was because that would have communicated to the rest of the leadership team and the wider evangelical church community that we considered event evangelism to be effective in revealing the kingdom of God. Nothing could be further from the truth. As we continued to reflect after returning home from the event, my friend Tony and I realized that the part within each of us that wished we'd taken a leadership role on the task force was the self-seeking part. It was the part of us that covets the applause for big things getting accomplished. Do you ever do things for that reason? It's not that I don't believe the event was good for the city. It was good because it brought short-term jobs to people and revenue to the local businesses. It was good because Christians poured into the downtown area where many of them confronted, perhaps for the first time, the thousands of homeless people living there. It was also good because hundreds of churched people were able to rally around a common...